Golf Mental Scorecard. How to track mental performance, not just strokes. You track every stroke. You note the fairways hit, greens in regulation, putts per round. You analyze your ball striking statistics with more rigor than most people apply to their finances. But if you can't measure your mental performance with the same specificity, you can't improve it. The Mental Scorecard is a tool for exactly that. Quantifying the quality of your mental game. In the same objective, reviewable way, you track your physical performance. Why? Tracking mental performance matters. Most golfers do mental postmortems based on frustration, rather than data. My focus was off. I wasn't confident today. These assessments feel meaningful, but are too vague to be actionable. They don't tell you when focus broke down, what preceded the loss of confidence, or which specific situations repeatedly expose a mental weakness. Research by Hanton, Melaleu, and Hall, 2004, in the Journal of Sports Sciences found that elite athletes who monitored their pre-competitive mental state and tracked patterns over time were significantly better at identifying the specific triggers for performance anxiety and building effective countermeasures. Self-monitoring builds metacognitive precision. You get better at knowing what your mental game is actually doing, not what you hope or fear it's doing. The Mental Scorecard operationalizes this tracking. Used consistently over 10 to 15 rounds, it will reveal patterns you currently have no visibility into. The five mental metrics to track. Pre-shot routine. Adherence. On each full swing shot and each putt, rate whether you completed your pre-shot routine as planned. Yes or no. Or a 1-3 scale for partial completion. Research consistently shows that routine adherence correlates with performance quality. Not because the routine is magic, but because it is the delivery mechanism for a focused, committed mental state. If your routine breaks down under pressure, that's the signal, not the bad shot that follows. Commitment rating. After each shot, rate your level of commitment to the shot selected. 1. Partial commitment, still second-guessing. 2. Adequate commitment. 3. Full commitment. Track only shots where commitment was 1 or 2. Over time, this reveals situations, specific shot types, specific competitive contexts, specific score situations, where your commitment reliably breaks down. Post-shot response quality. Note whether your emotional response to a bad shot was functional or dysfunctional. A functional response is brief. The bad shot is acknowledged. The body language resets. Focus shifts to the next shot within 20 to 30 seconds. A dysfunctional response carries emotional residue into the next shot. The slumped posture, the internal argument, the score calculation. Rate each bad shot response as functional, F, or not, N. Your FN ratio is a meaningful performance metric. Focus quality by hole. Rate your focus quality, 1-3, for each hole. You're not looking for perfect scores. You're looking for patterns. Do you reliably lose focus on holes 7-9? After you make a bogey, when playing partners are hitting well? The pattern is the information. Tension notes. A quick physical tension check. Note any holes where you were aware of excess grip pressure, jaw tension, or restricted breathing. These are the physiological signatures of anxiety, interfering with execution. And they have specific locations on the course that reveal your real pressure triggers. How to use the scorecard without disrupting play. The Mental Scorecard does not require a complex form or extended analysis mid-round. The tracking itself takes less than 5 seconds per shot if you develop a shorthand. Many competitive golfers use their caddy book or a small notepad with a simple grid. The key is to record ratings immediately. Immediately after the shot. Not at the end of the hole. Memory is reconstructive, and your post-round recall of commitment levels or focus quality will be heavily colored by your final score. The real data lives in the moment. End-of-round review should be brief, no more than 5 minutes. Scan for patterns. Don't analyze each shot individually. Look for structural trends. Were your commitment ratings lower on par threes? Did focus degrade after hole 12? Did post-shot recovery hold up until a specific score triggered deterioration? Connecting mental metrics to stroke outcomes. After 10 or more rounds of data, cross-reference your mental metrics with your stroke outcomes. Look for correlations. What is your average score on holes where commitment was mostly 3 versus holes with multiple 1 ratings? How many strokes did you average per round on the holes immediately following a dysfunctional post-shot response? This analysis gives you the economic case for mental training. It converts vague beliefs like, my mental game costs me shots, into a quantified reality. Poor commitment on 8 to 10 shots per round, and I average 0.6 shots worse per low commitment shot. That's 5 to 6 strokes of recoverable performance. Research by Thelwell and Greenlees, 2003, in The Sports Psychologist, demonstrated that golfers who used structured self-monitoring, combined with mental skills training, showed significantly greater performance improvements than those who received either intervention alone. Tracking is not the training, but it directs the training toward the right targets, setting mental performance goals. Once you have baseline data from 10-15 rounds, set specific, measurable mental performance goals. Not be more focused. Achieve routine adherence of 85% or better on all shots. Not stay positive. Achieve post-shot functional recovery on 90% of bad shots. These are process goals with clear metrics. Unlike outcome goals, they are fully within your control on every shot, regardless of conditions, competition, or bounce of the ball. Research by Locke and Latham, 2002, an American psychologist, established that specific, challenging process goals reliably drive greater performance improvement than vague or outcome-based goal structures. Bottom line, what you don't measure, you can't improve. Build a 5-metric mental scorecard and use it consistently for 10-15 rounds. The data will reveal your real mental game. Not the one you imagine you have, but the one that actually shows up under pressure. Armed with that information, every practice session and every competitive round becomes a targeted improvement effort rather than an undirected hope. Citations: Hanton, E.S., Millelieu, S.D., and Hall, R., 2004. Self-confidence and anxiety interpretation, a qualitative investigation. Psychology of Sport and Exercise, 5-4. 477-495, Thelwell, R.C., and Greenlees, I.A., 2003. Developing Competitive Endurance Performance Using Mental Skills Training. Sports Psychologist, 17-3, 318-337. Luke, E.A., and Latham, G.P., 2002. Building a Practically Useful Theory of Goal Setting and Task Motivation, a 35-Year Odyssey. American Psychologist, 57-9. 705-717.